So what would have happened on the TV show Cheers if the Boston bombings had happened back in the 1980s? Would Frasier and Lilith have finally actually helped someone's mental health? Surely Sam and Carla would have treated the injured. Rebecca would have started seeing bombs everywhere. Woody would have been a runner in the marathon, I think. Cliff, Norm, and Coach would have been oblivious, right?
Afternoon, everybody.
Coach, Norm!
How's life treating you, Norm?
She caught me in bed with his wife.
Thomas Kershaw has owned the famous Boston bar that became the exterior for the TV show since 1969. We asked him to come down to the studios of our co-producer, WGBH, and reflect on how last week people seemed to yearn for the familiarity of a place where everybody knows your name.
People have places that they frequent. That they call their local or their neighborhood place. And we found, particularly last week, when we were able to open after the lockdown, that people poured in to our facilities so that they could have a familiar surroundings and meet with some friends and people that they knew.
Do you think we don't know our neighbors as much as we should, that over the last 50 years, as some statistics suggest, we've degraded the quality of our neighbor-to-neighbor relationships?
I think a lot of that depends on the neighborhood. The Beacon Hill neighborhood is a very close-knit neighborhood. Many people don't have cars. Many people walk to do things. And that's almost a small-town kind of feeling. And Boston has a lot of these kinds of neighborhoods, a lot of villages within the city and around the city. And they like to have a place to go when you walk in, the staff says, "Hi, Jimmy. Hey, good to see you again today."
And these kinds of relationships are permanent, and they defy a lot of the changes that might take place over a lifetime. If John Kerry walked into your place, people would go, "Hey, John."
Absolutely. People do recognize celebrities easily, and they welcome them into the neighborhood and into their life. There's a cute story about Walter Cronkite was being given an award at a restaurant on Beacon Hill, and the restaurant only served beer and wine, and Walter liked his scotch. So he said, I know a place around the corner that I can go to. So he walked bellied up to the bar and ordered his Johnny Walker Black or whatever. And people turned around and said, "Hey, Walter, what are you doing in our pub?" And he got into a conversation with him. He had a wonderful time. And then all of a sudden somebody said, "Walter, you have to go back to the other place and accept your award." He said, "Oh, damn it, I was having such a good time here with these wonderful people."
Excellent, excellent. Well, Thomas, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thomas Kershaw is owner of Cheers, which he bought in 1969 on Beacon Street in Boston.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Oh, that song. I think we need a little less earnestness and maybe a little more Edward Albee here. Mike from Barnstable, Massachusetts, says about his neighbors, "I know them and I hate them with the fury of a thousand suns. Frankly, I wish I could unmeet them, but my wife insists we continue to interact with the slideshow of human flotsam we call a community." Thanks, Mike.
This is Maria. I'm calling from Harlem. And I wanted to say that while we've always been welcoming to people, some of the people that have moved into our neighborhood are not as welcome to us.
You think you know me well, but you don't know me.